Blog Talk Radio.
EK on the spot.
I still love my man.
Oh,
real life,
now.
My man. Real talk, my man. Real life, my man.
You tuned in to Real Talk, Real Life with Emma E2K on the spot. And this is only for the rolling sexy, baby. Mwah.
I want you guys to know, but there's an intro. You're live right now on E2K on the spot, and we're definitely about to go in a second. You'll have your host, Emma E2K, live in the building in a couple of seconds. We're going to go to some quick music, and we'll be right back on E2K on the spot. Make sure you check out the sponsors. We're broadcasting live from Team Studios, 725 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454, 347-726-2222-1 between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard. Recording and mixing 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Rooms are available. We're going to go to some quick music, and we'll be right back on E2K on the spot. We got a hot song called Voicemail from Team ENT, and we'll be right back with the sexy Emma.
I was blind, this short is a drug, so I asked for a little on consignment. Full-time waitress, just a little time spent. I got a girl, you know about it, just a little process. Said it wasn't fake, cause I'm the only one that profits. I saw my friends of mine, they business, you my shit. Fifth at brown bags, you be on that fly shit. I know I got a wife at home, and that's always the topic. I ain't trying to leave her, but the other one got my kid. And we just met, and look at all the things that we accomplished.
Yes.
And I'm the reason you stand with. And I'm trying to make it work, I can't promise. Wet like a hydrant, let's set the record straight. And make it fast, baby, I ain't got much time left.
That's the sound of the voicemail. I know where you at when you don't pick up your phone. You're feeding me deep, telling me to be strong. I miss you when you go back home. That's the sound of the voicemail. I know where you at when you don't pick up your phone. You're feeding me deep, telling me to be strong.
need a man. Every time I see you, damn, I gotta blame myself. I tell you to leave your man. When I'm in the crib, I think about you. I don't understand, and everything you want, you got it. You know I don't treat you bad. Nah, selling me is cool, baby. I can see you, man. I know you gotta live your life, and I ain't trying to keep you back. You tell me you sleep alone, I'm at home kicking back. And every time I call you, girl, it's not just for a piece of ass. Nah, girl, you know you got me signed up. When we in the bed, you go hard. Rihanna. What we got is two. I'm trying to keep the two. It's like you with it. One minute you kind of sound confused. I hope you never try to make me choose. It's like I'm with it. For some reason I'm always with you. So I'ma give it to you straight up. Let's get it in. We can talk about it later.
E2K, and we're on, man. E2K on the spot, real talk, real life with Emma E2K, and we're in the building. We're in Team Studio today. It's Saturday. We're in Team Studio. Team Studio is located at 752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454. The number here is 347-726-2221. They do recording and mixing. It's located between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard. Their website is teamentertainment.net. And also follow them on the Twitter. Follow me. I got the shirt on today. Follow me on the Twitter. Follow Team Studio on the Twitter, which is Team ENT and the number one. Don't forget to follow Lush Radio Online as well on the Twitter. Don't forget to follow me, Emma E2K. We stay on the Twitter, on the Facebook. Just Google us. We're everywhere. Today I got my guest co-host, which is Lushy Lush. You know, I got the other boss with me. And Rose is on the board. We got Rose on the board. Pretty Rose. Make sure you follow Pretty Rose with two Y's. And she's also on the Twitter. Today's topic, let me go into the sponsors because otherwise we won't continue to have a show. So we have Team Studios is our main sponsor. Then we have the ticket, which is to go see Cedric the Entertainer. We got the tickets. We still got Bernie's ticket, which was the winner from last week. The winner from this week is still to be announced. Those tickets to see Cedric the Entertainer and Friends is for August 21st at the Paradise Theater. It's www.paradisetheaterevents.com. The show starts 6 p.m. punctual. The call box number is 718-220-1015. And this is brought to you by On the Rocks Entertainment and SoulSummer.com. And you know they always throw the biggest and the flyest bashes, and we always going to have tickets, so make sure you always log in. For Lush Girls t-shirts, make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Yo, show your support. It's only $25, and the shirts are hot. Make sure that you go on the site and you click the button that says buy now. Thank you to our sponsors, Elite Prints, formerly known as Capital Customs. Call them at 202-471-0310. Contact them for more info if you need custom clothing. Make sure you call us 347-826-7722. And we're going to go right into the topic now. The topic today is, it's just broken down into a couple of parts, so y'all got to rock with me, okay? The topic is, usually when you ask someone, you find out someone gets married and stuff like that, the first question initially you ask them is, you know, what was the reason, why did you get married? And it's always usually, oh, because I love them, you know, we fell in love, you know, it's always the word love. The word love is thrown around, you know, it's thrown around too much sometimes for me. When you ask them why they get divorced, when it comes to divorce or breakup, why did y'all break up, whatever, oh, he stopped doing the things he did. You know, he used to buy me flowers before, and he, you know, he doesn't do that no more. Or, you know, the toilet seat, whatever, you know, the reason may be. But it's never about the love. you start with the love, but it never ends with the love. So the question is, when you say you love someone, do you love them for what they, you know, the things that they do or what they contribute to you, or do you love them for them? And, you know, when all that's said and done, like when they don't have no job and if they're not doing the same things they did when you initially first started the relationship, is there still love? Do you still love them? You know, can you still say, you know, I still love this person besides, you know, even though they changed or whatever? So that's the topic today. You know, make sure you call in 347-826-7722. Those that are on the Ustream, we're chatting on Lush Radio. So make sure you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Lush Radio Online and chat with us there. That's where we're holding the chat room. So make sure you hang out on the chat room. If you can't call in, 347-826-7722. Today we're going to have, until we wait for some of the other callers to call in, today we're going to have Faith, a film star, filmmaker named Fabian Baez. Fabian Baez is known for doing the Buena Gente movie. He has several people that are in that movie. I'm not even going to, you know, go into it until he's here and he can give you, you know, the whole information and people can call in. So if you want to speak to Fabian Baez, make sure that you get on the line. He'll be on like about 9 o'clock. We also have Eddie L. Ness from Team Entertainment, and he's our R&B singer. Ladies, make sure you call in 347-826-7722, because not only does he sing sweet, he looks sweet. You already know the Cougars in the building. We always like to, you know, keep an eye out for the R&B. So he's gonna come in and you know, and talk with us and rap with us and stuff like that. Lush, what do you think about you know, the Sugar Plum R&B that's about to come in the building in a little while?
Well, you know, I had a pleasure to check him out as he walked through the door, and he was looking extra scrumptious tonight.
So we're going to be doing the today when he woke up in the studio, huh? That sounds great. Well, Fabian Baez is also a looker, too. We got goodies.
I'm like, lose my mind up in here.
Thank God that I have today the shirt. For those, of course, that are streaming and can see me on the stream, I have to follow me on Twitter. I'm trying to get my numbers up, yo. Come on. Can you hook us up? I'm trying to get my numbers up. I know Future Guru is going hard in the paint. I see him, Fred the Godson. I see him, you know, I see everybody showing me love. But come on, we just got to, you know, we got to spread that love a little wider, a little longer. I need the love, because without the love, you know, I start fading. You don't want me to fade. I got the nails popping. New stream, check it out. Got the nails popping today. Yesterday I was a little stressed, you know, but she made up for it. Shout out, I was over there in Fordham and Davidson in the Bronx. You know, they hooked me up. She better. She messed them up yesterday. Anyway. Don't forget our Facebook, MAE2K, and CEO Lush Radio Online. Follow us. We're all over the map. So the topic, okay. Lush, I'm going to start with you. Break it down. Oh, by the way, this topic is sponsored by Enrique. Shout out to Enrique. Enrique, I know you're listening. I told you that I was going to use the topic for today, and bow. I hope you call in, though. He told me he's seen this as a documentary, you know, this discussion we're going to talk about today. And he was just talking about it, and I found it so intriguing because I've done a lot of love topics, and never in the love topics have I heard it that way, which is, you know, you tell someone you love them, and then as soon as they don't do what, you know, what you fell in love with them for, then, you know, you no longer want to be with them or you're no longer in love with them, because that's a cute one. How you tell somebody, I love you madly, I love you, and then, you know, they do try to piss you off and all of a sudden, I don't even love them anymore. Like, how do you do that? Like, how do you go back? You love one day, you know, unconditionally, and then you don't love them no more. Now, you can hate what they've done. You know, you hate what they've done, and you hate how they act, and you can not dislike, you know, certain action that they committed. But to go right off the rip and say you don't love them no more, when you already say you love, it's kind of crazy, right?
But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, the only, like I said, the only unconditional love is from a mother to a child. We want to love our child no matter what. We'll be protective over our child, even if they mess up. You know?
Absolutely. Even they piss me off, right, Bebo? Okay.
You know, you feel like you want to smack them upside their head, but you know what? We love our children at the end of the day.
We love them.
But when individuals say they so-called fall in love, and then the question is, what is love to you as an individual? Because we all say, yo, oh, you might really love my doggy style. I might catch you up real good. That might be what you're looking for, you know, actually. But then at the end of the day, if he starts giving it to you like you want, you're not going to love him no more? You're not going to love him no more? That is the question. That is the question of the day. My thing is, I think people are in love with the things that people do. I don't think that people are, like, from sickness. You know, from sickness and health.
Multitasking.
They ain't doing that, man. They're not doing that. But, you know, she got me over here working hard as hell right now. She got me working hard as hell. You know, but like I said, calling at 347-826-7722. We live right now.
And that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. Falling in love with the things that people do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they don't do them anymore, then you don't love them. You know, of course, so they stop doing it. So that's where the love factor was at. It's like some women, you know, get into a relationship because the man had the greatest Lexus, and he crashes it. And what happens then? The love is gone, along with the Lexus. You know what I'm saying?
Or what if he has that multi-billion-dollar job, and all of a sudden he gets the pink slip, and he can't buy you all them Gucci bags and everything? What happens? You don't love him no more?
Right. Because you can't shop. Because you can't go shopping. But you still go shopping if you have your own job. So, you know, you always, you know, before, I'm even going to go on a big tip. Before you tell anyone that you love them, please make sure of what you're saying. You know, I would rather you rephrase it as, wow, I just love the way you put my, you know, my legs up in the air. You know, I just love the way you. Right, I just love your doggy style.
I love your fluffy mouth.
You know what I'm saying? I love your adventurous ways, your spontaneous attitude. You know, be specific on the things that you love. Don't go and say you love someone, and then when they stop doing those things, you know, your legs up in the air no more and stuff like that, and, you know, it's no more doggy. But it's just lay there. You know, then you're all of a sudden you're not in love. So my whole thing again is, people, please, when you say that you love someone, make sure that, you know, you love them for all the right reasons. I want to shout out everybody in the chat room. Goya, CLK, I see you, baby. I see two other people. I don't know them by name, but, you know, I'm glad you listen. I'm glad you're tuning in. Do you have anything to say about the topic? You know, you call in or you know, or spread it on the chat room. We got you. You know, we see what you're typing. It's all good. It's all love. Goya's in the building, you know, and that's what it is. So, you know, again, going back to, because I think this is so important. This is why I wanted to do the topic today. And I think this is so important. When people say, you know, yo, I love you, you know, I love you, you know, you're my soulmate and all this. And then, you know, and the reason why you fell in love again was for the, you know, the sloppiness.
Yeah, for the sloppy mouth.
Right, for the sloppy mouth. And then now she got braces, and now there's no sloppy going on. And now all of a sudden, you'll love her. What happened? And I love her, and I love her, and I love her. So those braces are going to be on for a minute. She can fix this stuff, you know what I mean? So, you know, so it's crazy. So just be specific on the things that you love. You know what I'm saying? I love the way your body looks. I love the way you move. I love the way you speak. I love the way you talk. I love to watch you play. I love to watch you all day. Oh, wow, I've got to get signed.
Yeah, because at the end of the day.
Any R&Rs listening? Yeah, I just threw it.
Sometimes I feel like I'm However, you know, love is sometimes used to pacify people just so they can shut up.
Right.
It's not like it's honestly a true, sincere meaning behind it.
Right.
A lot of times it's used just to pacify somebody to say, oh, well, she said she loves you, so let me say I love you too, so she won't feel no type of way.
Well, not only that, she's asking, you know, where we're going to take it to the next step or whatever. And you're like, wow, I'm about to lose the great sloppy mouth in the world. Yeah, I love you, baby. Baby, I love you. Baby, I love you. You know, Goya, are you listening, Goya? You know that's the truth, man. You know that's the truth. You know, we spit nothing here but truth, man. You know, sometimes it hurts, but hey, it's truth. That's real talk, real life. And, you know, and this is how we do it, because we ain't scared. We ain't never scared. But call in, man. Give you a shout-out. 347-826-7722. You know, we got the filmmaker, Fabian Baez, coming up pretty, pretty soon. And we got the hot chocolate R&B, Eddie L. Ness. And we'll be playing some music. And we'll be checking him out. He's going to be hanging out with us over here. And we'll be popping it off and just getting to know him a little better, grilling him a little more. Bernie, we got your tickets here. Don't forget, we got your tickets here from On The Rocks and SoulSummer.com. We're going to go into a quick commercial, and we'll be black and brown.
Black
and brown. Don't forget.
Shout out to everybody out there on the Ustream right now looking at us and everything. We're about to go to a quick commercial. We'll be right
back.
Shout out to all of y'all, man. Check out
Facebook. Follow us.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, getting your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You're looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on, or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know, but you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Bronx.
Follow me. Goya, you like my shirt? Follow me on the Twitter. You already know, E2K_magazine, or follow Lush Radio Online, Future Guru 100. I mean, yo, it's all of us, TDI, NYC, Pretty Rose, and Pretty with the two Y's. We got Pretty Rose hanging out with us and supporting the movement. We're located at Team Studios. You know, we're here live. Just heard the hot commercial by my co-host, Leshy Liz. She get down like that. Everybody need a commercial. Don't forget to be able to holler at us. We got commercial for days. All languages, Espanol and English, Chino. However you want to hear it, we got it. The ticket, Bernie, I got your ticket. If you logged in, if you listen or whatever, I got your tickets right here for the Cedric the Entertainer and Friends, man. August 21st. Paradise Theater. He won the contest last week for the jingle. Everybody, I need a 30-second jingle for E2K on the Spot, Real Talk, Real Life, where I'm E2K. 30 seconds, not a minute, not 3 hours, not 2 days. 30 seconds. And to be able to put all the information, a nice hot intro. What's good? Bernie's the only one that came to bat so far. And he got tickets, and he's going to see Cedric the Entertainer August 21st. And that's brought to you by On The Rocks Entertainment and SoulSummer.com. And they got a lot of hot events, you know, popping off this summer. So, and we got tickets. We got exclusive tickets. So shout out to Fred the Godson that called in, even though he couldn't make it here live, but, you know, he already promised on air that he'll be back. So shout out to him. Ladies, look out for the crazy, so crazy. He's local. He's local. Fred the Godson is local. For the Lush Girl t-shirts, make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Show your support, man. It's only $25, and the shirts is hot. You see the girl, you see them up down the street with the Lush Radio, I'm a Lush Girl. Just go into the site and click on the button, buy now. You know what I'm saying? Buy now. If you need it in Spanish, I'll make that pop up. Compra ahora. Buy now. Thank you to our sponsors, man. Elite Print. Elite. I'm waiting for my shirt, too. You took it on the spot, remember? Okay. I holler at you. Formerly known as Capital Customs. Call them at 202-471-0310, man. Contact them for more info if you need custom clothing. And I'm glad you like my shirt. Those are on the stream. Follow me on the Twitter. Follow me, follow me, follow me. So back to the topic. Before I bring in Eddie O'Ness, let's go back to the topic a little bit. Again, we're discussing, and we're going to discuss it with him when he sits down too. All right? So ladies, log on, call in 347-826-7722. We're discussing, when you tell someone you love them, are you telling them that you love them as a person, or are you telling them that you love what they do or what they contribute or what they bring to you or what they're buying for you, you know? You need to be specific nowadays because, you know, a lot of people, and like Goya said, what was Goya say in the chat room? The guy said it just to get some? Just to get some. You know what I'm saying? I mean, guys and girls, hold up, because I've heard some females. You know what I'm saying? I've heard some females.
They'll say they love you so they can get that Louis Vuitton purse.
You know what I'm saying? Gucci.
No.
Keeping it Gucci. You know what I'm saying? The Gucci belt, they needed the Gucci belt. The match with the sandals and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I love you. And all of a sudden, they have the bag here, and they're like, I said, love you? No, what I meant to say was, what happened was that, you know, I love the way you ran to the store and have your bag. That's what I would say. You know, but be specific. Just let people know what you love them for. You know, I love you for your mind. I love you, you know, because you rock me. I love you because you can laugh for hours, you know, or two, or however, you know, whatever pleases you. You know what I'm saying? I love you for your, you know, your doggy style and your doggy ways, and I love you for your gangster ways. Whatever it is that you love the person for, just let them know specifically what you love them for, because it's kind of whack for you to tell someone you love them and, you know, you carry them on and here they, you know, they believe in that you love them. And they change, you know, they change as a person because people grow. In relationships, you grow, you develop, and they change. And all of a sudden, now you actually say, you know, you don't love them anymore. So, you know.
You know what? Like I said, I mean, people just need to be honest, like Emma said earlier. Be honest with yourself.
Just say what it's supposed
to be. Be specific why you love them or like them because maybe it might not be love. It might be an infatuation.
Love.
A lust or whatever, you know, it might not truly be love. Because you're not really, okay, if you
don't like it, you're going to club
it. Yeah, because, you know, she might look all sexy and all that stuff.
But like,
oh, dang, I'm in love with her. Nah, she's just bad, you know. But be honest with yourself. Because you won't literally give that person your heart. Like, say she needed a heart transplant. Would you give her your heart? You got unconditional love like that?
Right.
Would you jump out in the middle of the street to save her? Hell no.
Right.
Stop lying.
Right. Would you, like, actually jump in front of that gun and be like, I'm taking a bullet?
Nah, man, you're going to push the bullet.
You're going to be like, I can always call 911 after you get shot. That's what I can do. You know what I'm saying? I love you. I'm going to call the 911 after you get shot, after you beat it on the floor. You know what I'm saying? So. Right. Or be like, I told you not to be doing that. Didn't I tell you? Because you don't listen to me. That's what you get now. But, you know, to me, I like to always keep it funky. I'm a realist, even in my relationships. You know, when I merge with another soul, I always like to let them know, you know. You know, I like you a lot. You know, as that relationship is growing, if it gets to the love, then I try to see what is it I love specifically about the person. Why am I telling this person I love them? You know, I love you, you know, for your ways, the way you are or the way you're not or, you know, I may love you now, but I don't know if I'm going to love you later or, you know, whatever it is. But love, it's just really tough, man. And just people, please, just that word love, don't use it so loosely and throw it out there. For, you know what? Just say, I like you a lot. How about that? I like you a lot works, right? When you tell somebody, I like you a lot, doesn't that like mean, you know, when you're saying a lot, I like you a lot. Is that close to love when you say, like, I like you a lot?
I like you a lot is not the same thing as that. But see, this is the other thing. People have to decipher this.
I really, really like you.
Between, I love you, you can love everybody, between being in love.
Right.
They're two different things.
Right, because you can have love. Oh, there's a good one.
Uh-huh.
What if they say, I got love for you?
Huh? Yeah.
And you're still using the word love, but you're not necessarily saying, I love you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm in love with you.
I got
love for you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's the new one.
I got love for you.
We got love for you over here. Real talk, real.
I didn't say I'm in love with you.
You know what I'm saying? We got love for you. We got love for you over here in Lush Radio. And because we got love for you, we want you to follow us, man. Follow me, follow me, follow me. Follow me on the Twitter. And we also got love for somebody that's in the, he's in the studio over here. I'm checking him out, you know what I'm saying? He's sexy as shit, you know what I'm saying? And he also can sing.
He can sing?
He can sing.
Can he sing or sing?
No, he can sing.
Sing,
sing. But there's a difference, you know what I'm saying? There's a difference with singing and sing. And he can sing. And, you know, he can sing so well that, you know, probably instead of me saying I got love for you, I probably could, you know, I love to know. What I meant to say was, Jesus.
We gotta call the
caller. All right, let's take the caller before we go with Eddie, man.
Yeah, call the 347.
347, you're on with Emma E2K.
What up, Emma? It's Al from Entertainment, Team Entertainment. What's up, Lush? What's up, Emma? What's good?
What up, man? We over here chilling, about to grab on the sexy Eddie nest in a minute.
So, what's up, Emma? You painted that room purple yet?
Callate. I know. No,
well,
it's not going to be purple. It's going to be white with my section of prints purple.
I hear you. What's up? I'm in my hand today with my daughter, just, you know, giving you a shout out, you know, showing some love.
Shout out to you and your girls and your princesses. Have fun. And we're going to be here, but we're going to, you know, carry on with Eddie Oness. But you better be listening. Stay listening.
Yeah, yo. Like, I just wanted to say, Eddie's right there, right?
Yeah, he can hear you.
Yeah, Eddie, I just wanted to say, some people are here, I'm in my hand, people, you know, listening to you, and they like your records, but They don't want the acapella in a few minutes, you heard?
Okay.
They don't want the acapella live.
Okay, he heard you, but he won't be able to speak until I don't bring him sitting next to me. So you gotta be sitting next to me to speak. But say you can just mute it. You can just put it on mute so we don't hear all your business over there, and you can just hear ours. How about that?
All right.
Cool. All right,
Baby.
So thank you for calling. Just hang on. Just hang on. Put us on mute and just sit hanging on and hanging out with us. I also want to talk about the second annual of Hope Convention. You got to mute your phone. Okay. All right, call. I want to talk about the Coast to Coast Convention. Hello. You're touching me over there. You want me to read shit that's like on the other side of the room. Okay. The second annual Coast to Coast Convention, meet the new music industry. And you can log on to www.coasttocoastconvention.com. There's like 1,000 sponsors. I'm not even going to start mentioning the sponsors because there's like 1,000 of them. But we are, Lush Radio, one of the official sponsors. So make sure you go over there and check out all the information. It's bridging the gap between the streets and the new music industry for independent artists and producers. This is August 27th to the 29th. It's at Newport Beach Resort in Miami Beach, Florida. And we are an official sponsor. Lush Radio is an official sponsor. More information, log in to www.coasttocoastconvention.com. And that's how we do it, man. We don't have to be over there in your city, you know, but we still got that hand reach over there, all right? So that's how we do it. We got something else going on in Atlanta, too. I mean, we just like, you know, we do this. We live this. How about that? Yo, babe. They hit me up on the Twitter, man, talking about that every time I'm in Jersey, I'm in New York, I'm in Philly. I live this. We do this. This is, you know, we on tour right now, you know. We took care of the spot. That's what it is. We're on the spot all day. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. And we're going to go into introducing. Before I'm introducing, I'm just going to play something so you just get to feel and understand, you know, why we're so happy and proud to be able to have this gentleman on. He's an R&B singer, a sensation, man, and please support him because he's handsome as, oh, I'm not going to use the F word. Oh, we can say fuck. Okay, handsome as fuck. R&B man, Eddie L. Ness is going to be with you in a hot 2 seconds. The youth streamers will be able to see him as we go on to his music. But, you know, listen in.
We're going to play his song, Just Can't Quit. I'm going to play that, and we got some other songs also. So stay tuned, man. We're going to play the song. We'll be right back with Eddie L. Ness.
You already know.
Believing if you'd have told me you was leaving, instead of me having to wake up in the morning and see you speeding away from me like you don't love me. If that was the case, girl, then why did you stay? Even though you're gone, do you think of me? I ask myself that every day.
What could I have done to keep you here? Didn't mean to make you disappear. Now I don't wanna go anywhere. Why did you leave like you didn't care? Now I'm just sitting in my room, staring out the window at the moon, wondering if I'll ever see you soon, so I can tell you why.
Didn't you have much faith in me
when I
told you the truth, maybe faithfully?
And you
didn't give me the chance to show what I told you from the get-go. Maybe I just can't quit
loving you, loving you, loving you.
I just can't quit
loving you, loving you, loving you.
I just can't quit
loving you, loving you, loving you.
I just can't quit
loving you, loving you.
Baby, I just can't quit. I'm walking down the street, looking at myself in every car. I see you in the breeze, even though yet you're so far.
Every girl I pass, every girl I meet, reminds me of you. Try to get you out of my head, out of my dreams, but I just can't seem to.
Am I seeing hallucinations, or is it my imagination? It's becoming a complication. Can't get rid of my infatuation. You drilled in a pain way too deep that I can hardly even feel my heartbeat. I wish that you were really right in front of me so I can ask
you why.
Didn't you have much faith in me
when I
told you the truth, maybe faithfully? Get go, maybe I just can't quit
loving you, loving you, loving you.
I just can't quit
loving you, loving you, loving you.
I just can't quit
loving you, loving you, loving you.
I just can't quit
loving you, loving you.
Baby, I just can't quit.
Baby, I hope your tongue game the truth, because it's real talk, real life. You can get it on the spot over a glass of wine.
I'm a E2K.
Deuce the God.
Prince.
950 plus.
And we gone.
Yeah, man. And he just can't quit, which is Eddie L. Ness. And I'm glad he ain't quitting, man, because I got the pleasure and the delight to have R&B sensation Eddie Elmes with us live in the studio. E2K on the spot. Welcome, Eddie.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for having me, Emma. Shout out to Lush Radio. Emma E2K. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, man, he's a cutie, ladies. Call in, man. 347-826-7722. Oh, I don't care. Y'all don't got to call in. I take them all by myself right here. No problem. I'm willing to share. Call in. 347-826-7722. And that's what it is. Yo, I'm feeling the track. I'm feeling the track.
Thank you.
What motivated you? Did you write it? Talk to me a little more about that specific track.
Yeah, usually, like, when I write my music, I like to think of stories that people can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people go through certain situations in their life. So what I do is I put myself in certain people's position depending on what situation, like, for example, going through a heartbreak. So this song, you know, I thought about how would God feel if a girl just got up and left him for no reason at all.
Mm.
And
let me cut into that. You know, here is real talk. Somebody broke your heart. Stop going over there and beat somebody up.
Nah.
Who broke your heart and made you like this song, man? There's going to be problems, baby. If I find out somebody broke his heart and I'm writing this song, it's going to be problems.
Nah. I haven't really been through that situation yet. But
okay. Are you a player?
I wouldn't call myself that. I concentrate more on my music. But, you know, I'm there for the ladies, you know.
Wow, but, I mean, that's amazing that you actually didn't go through that actual experience, but you're able to pick it up so well that you're able to project it through your song, because anybody that hear that will swear that you got your heart broken. You see, I was about to send the goons out, but okay, we don't got to do that. All right. Easy. We're easy now. Besides that song, I've heard of several tracks. We have went to listening party here in the studio, and they have played some of your tracks that, you know, we totally loved, and we're going to play something else later on. How long have you been, you know, singing? Or how long, let me ask, when did you get the bug? You know, like, do you remember that moment that you got the bug that you said, wait a minute, I could sing. Wait, I think I could do this.
Actually, it goes way back to when I was in junior high school.
Okay.
I fell in love with music, and you know, I joined this little group in school that went up and joined talent shows. And
okay, what's the name of the group? What's the name?
We actually didn't even have a name.
Oh, wow. Y'all was just a group.
Yeah, we were just a group. We just went and we performed at talent shows. So I went up and I sung this song that I wrote. And I got a lot of good feedback from it. So since then, I just feel like I had a very powerful song.
Hold up. You went on the talent show and did something that you wrote. You didn't like something from the radio that was hot. Something that you wrote.
Something I wrote myself.
Wow.
And it got great feedback. So since then, you know, I realized that I had such a good gift and I wanted to make something out of it.
No, that's definitely. I mean, when you're going up to the talent show, and, you know, because the first thing you want to do is have everybody clapping.
Yeah.
So you always go with the sure thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a song that surely is going to get that. And for you to just go ahead and just do something on your own, because you had that faith in yourself is hot. It's definitely hot. It's amazing. And that's just, it's just showing, you know, where you're going, where you're headed. It's hot.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now you told me that you get experiences from different people and, you know, things that you've lived as well. Would you ghostwrite for other people? Like, would you consider ghostwriting?
Yeah, I love writing. That's like one of the main things that I love about this music.
Okay.
That I do. It's like the writing.
Did you ever do poetry? Because usually the R&B, they start with poetry and then it develops to something in it about that.
As a matter of fact, I used to do poetry back in high school.
Mm.
In my English class and all that, I used to write a lot of poetry. And
Do you remember the teacher's name?
I had a few teachers. I had one teacher named Mr. Spence and a teacher named Ms. Brown, and they all loved my writing. They said that I had a lot of good writing skills, like scores and all that.
Shout out to them. You see, teachers can make a difference. You know, they gave him the okay all the way from, you know, back then, and he's now writing and on the radio and popping it off. So shout out to the teachers, man. When you hear that talent, let them know. Let me go into the into the chat room. So, okay, Goya, we got Goya, says, Eddie Ernest was good man. He has a track with Nostra, Cuban Link, Paul, Rilla, Temperamento, Reichesa, Cos, Nos Tienen Miedo. Is that like everybody in Puerto Rico or something in New York? Damn, Goya. Dude, you just got a posse there. Does he, what do you have, like two bars? Jesus. Well, talk to me about that since Goya brought
that
up.
That brings back memories, yeah. I used to.
That, back then?
Yeah. Okay. A few years back, I did a track with Northra and Cuban and all them. I'm on the hook.
Okay.
I used to sing in Spanish back then, and then I crossed over to the English R&B.
Were you doing like reggaeton or something? You got the bug? Because everybody got a reggaeton bug,
I was actually in love with that type of music at the time, and you know, I was doing a lot of reggaeton tracks. You know, I met with a lot of people. I've done tracks with Northra. As a matter of fact, shout out to my boys, Not 50 Plus. You know, I haven't seen them in a while.
Shout out to Not 50 Plus. We had them here.
I met with them too. We did our thing back then.
We had them here live in the studio. They were definitely here with us.
But yeah, you know, I used to do good music.
Okay.
Especially with the Spanish. But, you know, I wanted to do that crossover because I felt like, it's like I felt it in here
mm-hmm.
when I listened to R&B.
And it's hard. He's touching his heart, ladies, for those that can't see him. He has his heart and his heart on his chest.
Yeah, the R&B music moved me a lot, you know, and I look up to certain artists out there, like, for example, Usher. You know, when I used to hear his music a lot, mm-hmm. it motivated me. And I was like, you know what, I want to do music. Like, I want to...
You want to touch people.
Yeah, I want to touch people. I want to inspire them to want to improve their lives or change certain things that they felt were not working out. So that's why I try to, like, put true stories. Maybe
right.
they're not true to me, but it's true to a lot of people out there.
In other words, somebody will be able to relate.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that's hot. Let me try to bring in somebody. I got a caller, 917. Can we bring in the 917? 917, you're on with Emma E2K and Eddie L. Ness. You got anything to say to Eddie? 917. Maybe just want to listen, that's cool. And you can continue to listen to the interview that I'm doing with Eddie L. Ness. If you got something to say, make sure you press 1 so we can be able to hear you. If you press 1, we'll be able to hear you. If not, mute your phone, or we'll mute it, and you can just stay listening out, hanging out with us. So, okay, now, you shouted out your teachers. They shout out your school, man. What's up? What school, you know?
My high school, I went
yeah.
to Bronx High School of Business.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Got that.
I got a little businessman in me.
Okay.
But,
and there's nothing wrong with that. Is there something wrong with that? Having
actually, that's very... essential to this music business because everything is business, especially in the game.
Eddie, talk to them. Let them know.
It's all business.
Let them know.
Business at the end of the day. It takes hard work. You got to come in with a clear mind and know exactly what you got to do, strategize, and that's basically all. But at the end of the day, it's all business.
Yeah, because, you know, these young guys, females, you know, these young people come in, and they think that you just let them run in the booth, it's just gonna be the next song, it's gonna be a platinum song.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't understand what happened before you even get in the booth and during and after. It's a whole process and it's definitely business. I mean, you know, people are like, no, I do it for the love of it, but listen, let's be realistic, people. We gotta pay bills. Okay? You have to eat and you have to dress and all that consists of money.
Yeah.
So somebody has to provide that for you while you're writing, while you're performing, or you have to be out there getting it. So, you know, it's one way or another. It's a business at the end of the day, and I want you guys to really, really get that through your head. You know, unfortunately in this industry, talent is like 10%. 90% is who you know. Who you know. You know what I'm saying? Who you know. So all day network. If you really want this, make sure that if you really want to make sure that you're doing that 24/7, Lush is messing with me, and I just almost lost train of thought. I'm gonna blame it on her. But Eddie, they're asking in the chat room for your Twitter. Can you throw out your Twitter so they can follow you?
Yeah, you can find me at Twitter /EddieNS and MySpace.
So Eddie, let's spell it Eddy.
Eddy.
L-N-E-S-S. Okay, so everybody got it. Make sure you're following him, Eddie L. Ness, the correct way, because then you start following somebody else and you're like, yo, why ain't you hitting me back? Because you're not following him. Now, you have Facebook?
Yeah, I actually have a Facebook. It's Eddie, facebook.com/ Eddie L. Ness, spelled the same exact way, E-D-D-Y-L-N-E-S-S. And MySpace, I have a MySpace as well, myspace.com/ Eddie L. Ness, spelled the same way, E-D-D-Y-L-E-L-N-E-S-S.
Right. And let me tell you, MySpace is still relevant because I go on MySpace and I still make business and I still promote and everybody be on the MySpace hard. People think everybody left MySpace, but MySpace is still popping. So follow me, follow me, follow me. Follow me on the Twitter, man, MAE2K. Follow me on the MySpace, MAE2K. I go back as far as Mi Gente and Asian Avenue. You already know, man. I'm just too old for this shit, but anyway. So back to Eddie Ness, because, you know, that's the chocolate over here that we got. And if whoever didn't, before he came in, we played one of his tracks, which is popping. Now, where can they get that track? Where's that track, or where's your music coming out soon?
Well, right now, I'm working a few things to get the track out on Hot 97. We're working on a few little avenues. To hear the track, that specific track, I actually have it on MySpace right now. I'm about to put it up on YouTube, and you know, so people can actually start hearing the track and hear what I'm working with.
Okay, is it in a mix CD? I hear that's coming out with a collabo and you and several other artists.
We're working on a CD, a Team Entertainment CD that we're gonna put out, and that track is gonna be in there. It should be coming out in a few weeks.
Hot. So we definitely look forward to it. When it comes out, please come back and visit us again. Let us know. You know, even though when you're not here live with us, make sure you call us on the check-in and let us know what you're doing, where you're going, if you're performing somewhere. We definitely like to let the public know. Don't forget to follow him on the Twitter, which is Eddie, E-D-D-Y, the L-L-N-E-S-S. Okay, make sure you follow him. He's on the Facebook. He's on MySpace. He's all over the place. And don't forget that mixtape is coming in soon from Team Entertainment, and his track is going to be on it. Eddie is on there. Make sure you support that, support the whole movement. He's doing his one tool that, you know, I'm proud of him because he could be doing just about anything else negative, and he refuses, and he's willing to do something positive. So don't forget to let me shout out Young Seth in the chat room. Young Seth is in the chat room. And 917, you got something to say to Eddie L. Ness? You're on with MAE2K, 917. You got something to say to Eddie L. Ness?
917.
They're just listening.
I see you raising your hand. You want to talk?
Okay, so shout out again to Young Steph that's on the chat room. Goya, I see you. Sit in the chat room. I think there's other people, but if you don't make yourself known, I can't shout you out, but good looking for coming on the chat room and I guess listening anyway. I got love for you. That's a new thing with the topic. I got love for you. I don't love you. I got love for you. You know, it's all the same. But Eddie, before you go, let me see what you think about the topic that we're discussing today. Okay, so I don't know if you got to hear a little bit about it, but let me go back to explaining. Love comes in different stages. A lot of people, usually when you ask them, you know, they say, oh, I'm married, or what, that's wifey, or that's hubby, or whatever, you know, and that's what they have to be married, you know, married our getaway that we claim, you know, my wife, my husband. and when you start, it's like, why you got a wifey? Oh, no, man, I love her, man, or he loves me, or whatever. Oh, you can write a song about this topic. Oh, wait, let me finish. So then, I love her, love her, love. Then all of a sudden, they break up. Yo, man, what happened? Why you left her? Nah, man, she used to cook before, wash my clothes and all that. Now she don't even want to do that. I don't love her no more. Like, so why did you say you even loved her in the beginning? You should have said, nah, man, I love her. I love the way she washes my clothes. I love the way she, gives me the back rub, and I love the way she do this or whatever. Do you think that people should be more clear in letting the other person know that they're dealing with, using the word love? They should be clear specifically what they love them about. Or do you think that people are using it too loosely? Talk to me about it, man.
Honestly, from my point of view, there are a lot of people out there that use it a little too loosely. I feel that if you feel strong enough that you feel like you really, really love a person, then you should say, I love you. But if you don't, I don't think you should say it if you don't really feel that way.
Right. Even if you like feel pressured, because some people do it out of pressure, you know that, right?
Yeah, I know, but I don't.
Like you're in the moment and the girl is like rocking and she goes, I love you. And how you gonna say I love you? Because she gonna stop. So you wanna keep it like, oh, I love you too. Girl, I love you too.
I get it.
Would you do it? Real talk,
maybe in a situation like that, but then afterwards. That's where it will come in, where you explain, you know,
right.
Describe
you
exactly
the
what
baby,
you love
call me,
about
right. Baby, you call me in the moment, but I just want to be clear, I have love for you.
Yeah, because you don't want to give a person the wrong idea and then hurting them in the end. That's how I feel.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of people go through that, so.
A lot of people, and then you have more material to write about.
Yeah.
216, you're on with Emma E2K and Eddie L. Ness.
Yeah, what's up? This is Shimmy. Representing Cleveland. But I just tuned in. Go ahead.
Good. So did you get to hear about the topic and what we're discussing? We have R&B singer Eddie L. Ness on the line.
Okay, how you doing, Eddie? I didn't know too much about the topic, but I chimed in, I think, at the right time when y'all was actually speaking about love, you know, whether you love that person or do you have love for them. I guess probably when you're in the moment. I don't know if I'm right or wrong.
Right. No, correct. I feel that people are not honest enough, you know. People use the word love very loosely for any little thing, you know. And usually people fall in love with people for the things that they do. For instance, you know, you get with a woman, she's, you know, rubbing your feet, she's cooking for you, she's washing your clothes, she's doing all this fabulous thing. Then in 2 weeks, she's not doing it anymore. Now you don't love her anymore?
I mean, love is... Go ahead.
So you fell in love, so did you fall in love with the things that she did for you, or you fell in love with her? That's the question.
I could only speak for myself. I mean, I look for a strong female that I can go ahead and love for the inner self. I mean, my father always told me that, you know, and this is just how he said it. He was just like, you know, you should be able to do everything a woman can do. And then he said, and it was just being blunt with me, you know, just at a young age, he was like, you know, the only thing you need a woman for is sex. And then he said, you really don't even need that. And he threw up his hand. But it just taught me, it was like, well, all the domestic things, that's good. You know what I'm saying? Like, every man should be able to do that. That's just domestic. But the love that you have for that time to where that person is like, y'all can bond. You know what I'm saying? Like, I meet a lot of females and I just can't bond with you. You know, you just may mess up my chakras. So it's just like, you know, I'm just going to put it down and let it walk. Because right now it's just not the time. You're on one level and I'm on one level, but it has to come between both mutual parties, and I feel like both parties just don't understand that, you know what I'm saying? And with that, that's what really brings love, and a lot of people just don't. They don't know versus knowing.
Right. You know, you bring up a good point there with what your father has said to you, because it's funny because it's something I used to tell my younger brothers. I taught them how to cook, and I taught them how to, you know, do their beds and clean and wash dishes and all that. And I always used to tell them, the reason why I want you to learn this is because I don't ever want you to get a girlfriend or a woman or a wife based on just because she can do this, because you can do it. You know what I'm saying? So if you're able to do that, you can be on your own, and you can actually now take out the time to find a woman that meets your needs on every level, not just because you can't wash your own clothes, now you got to stay with her because otherwise you won't eat, you'll starve. So you bring a big key point.
Right. But then you also got to go ahead and factor in, you know, I don't know your age, I'm not going to ask, but you
I'm
also have to factor in somebody.
I'm sexy. I like to say my age. I'm 42 and sexy.
Okay.
I want you to see on the screen, Boosie.
No, the reason why I made that comment was because you have a lot of women and men that are growing up, let's say, 20 years, you know, minus your age. And,
right.
you know, they're growing up with fatherless fathers. And,
right.
you know, when you're not, you know, when you take a man from the process of really understanding, and, you know, we already understand a woman is her nature to nurture. But when you don't have that, then you don't have a boy, you know what I'm saying, looking up to what a man's supposed to be. And then at the same time, you don't have the woman to go ahead and grow up to, like, yo, what a man is supposed to be. So at the same time, it's like, yeah, you're going to use the word love, you know, flagrantly. Yeah, I love you. You know what I'm saying? But you really don't understand what real love is because you haven't seen some of the things. And when you only get one side of the story, you know, it's not good in nurturing when you have a relationship. You know, so, I mean, I think that's where it really has to go ahead and change. You know, I mean, the father does play a big role. You know, the mothers, I salute all mothers that's doing their one, too, because, you know, at the end of the day, his mother's out here with 3 children, 4 children, holding down 2 jobs while this dude sitting up there playing a damn Xbox. Pop.
You know,
come on,
that's,
you gotta,
man, shout,
gotta
out, snap, shout out to the single mothers, man. Shout out to single mothers holding those babies down. I know I got 3. I could count for 3. You know, shout out to the single fathers. I know plenty of single fathers out there doing their ones and twos as well. You know, cooking and washing
right.
clothes and cleaning pampers and doing all that. So definitely shout out. Hang on, let me bring on some more callers so we can see, we can listen to their point of view. Just stay, you know, hanging out, listening with us. Don't hang up, you can continue to
no
hear
problem.
The show.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. 917, you are with Emma E2K and Eddie L. Ness. 215, you are with Emma E2K and Eddie L. Ness.
Nah, that's not me.
Okay.
It's 917, that's my number. Call the 917.
917, 975, right? That's your number?
Yeah, that's my number. I want to give a shout-out to my boy, Eddie Ness. Shout-out Team Entertainment, E2K Internet Radio. And
yeah.
I don't want to talk about that topic y'all talking about over there. I want to hear Eddie Ness say something live right now, see what he's talking about.
Well, you know what? Since it's my show, I say what he's saying. How about that? So I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to finish the topic, and then he'll sing. How about that? Put him on hold, man. Security. I have people telling me how to run my show. Security. Security. 215. This is how we keep it, man. We keep it funky. This is real talk up here. 215.
Hey,
Emma E2K and Eddie NS.
Hey, what up, Emma? It's DJ Truth checking in with you, Ma.
Oh, man. What's up? We got Philly in the building.
Is the building. Don't call security on me, though. I'm going to keep everything on the up and up.
That's just for the fresh ones, you know. That's for the fresh ones. I guess we got security, though. But it's all love, you know. It's all love. And I understand that they want to listen to Eddie on this, and that's why we got him here. But, you know, we got to pay the bills first, you know what I mean? So,
for sure. Sure.
Did you get to hear the topic?
I just caught the last part of it. If you can let me know, I'd love to chime in on it and give you some of my feedback. I'm a single father myself, so, you know, anything I can...
Make sure you shout out Lush. Lush is here with me.
Hey, what up, Lush? Of course. She put the gun to my head and said I better be called in. That's right.
Okay. You know, because I get a little, you know, little something when they don't shout out my co-host. My Lush is Lush. shout out to Rose. Rose is here, too. Say hi to Lush. I mean, say
what
hi
up,
to
what
Lush.
What up? What up, what up, though?
And give a what's up to Eddie O. Ness. I'm going to be sending you some of his music. He's a DJ out in Philly.
Yeah, what up, Playboy? And don't forget, you guys, I'm nominated Internet DJ of the Year, so I need all your votes. So, iDJAwards.com.
That's hot. So where do we log in?
You log on iDJAwards.com and click on Internet DJ category and just look for DJ Truth.
Are we going to the show with you? We also nominated Lunch Radio. We're going toe-to-toe with you.
Let's get it, baby.
I'm glad to know I'm in good company, man. I'm glad to know we're in good company. So, okay, so the topic is there's different levels of love. people like to use the word love very loosely, you know. For instance, you know, you start with someone, you love them, you know, for whatever the reason is. I think you should be specific in saying, you know, I love this person because, you know, they cook, you know, they give, what is it, floppy, what is it?
Floppy mouth.
They give floppy mouth, you know, I love your doggy style. Like, be specific. Don't just say I love you, and then when they're not doing those things no more, all of a sudden there's no love. You know what I mean?
I just had that conversation with somebody, a good friend of mine, and we've been friends for a few months, and in that few months we've really gotten really tight. And she's in a situation with someone. I was in competition with this guy, and I sort of lost out. But we still remain really tight. And he's doing something to her that I felt was really bad. So I just had a long conversation, and it boiled down to, like, I really do love you, and I don't want to see anything bad happen to you. And okay. When I say, if I say I love you, that's it's a long-term thing. I might as well get your name tattooed on my back, because I'm never going to say it if I don't mean it. And I'm never going to say it and not be able to follow through with what love means. Now, love is not always peaches and cream. It doesn't mean I'm going to let you walk over me. It means I'm going to be real with you. And when I say I love you, I'm going to open up the vault of emotions to you, and I don't expect you to throw it in my face, because I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to be 100 all the time, and my love is going to cross, is going to go, whatever relationship you're in, my love is going to outstand all of that. So even if we're not together, and if I say I love you, I love you. And that's just what it is. Case specific, and if I love your doggy style, I'm going to tell you that too. I'm going to tell you that.
See, that's what me and Eddie were here discussing, and he's also in agreement with what you said. You make, like, perfect sense. Hang on, don't hang up. Let me bring in another caller. 347, you're on with Emma E2K and Eddie on that. 347. Our board is tripping, so I don't know if it's a board or 347, but either way. Okay. We're going to go into Eddie Ogness' song.
I told you so.
We're going to go into Eddie Ogness' song. I told you so. Do you want to introduce this joint for the people, Eddie?
Yeah, this is my main single, I Told You So. It's a straight down south joint. I try to take it down to the A real quick. So just listen to that. It's nothing but fire. Let me know what y'all think.
Show, 'cause I think that you
So just keep it moving, bring it to me. See, I wanna see it drive through. Till you hit the spot, don't stop. Then we'll have a couple drinks on the ride. We can start off with the spades and a bottle of rosé. And baby, if it's okay, I'll hit you with that foreplay. Oh, girl, keep shaking, cause I told you so. Girl, keep shaking, cause I told you so.
From DJ Truth should be on. Can you bring in DJ Truth? I want to know what he thought about it. Truth? Two four zero. You're on with Emma E2K and Eddie Elness.
Hey Emma, how you doing?
Who is this? Because this sounds like a sexy woman on the phone.
This is Smooth Mother. How you doing, girl?
Hi, Mama.
How you doing, sweetie?
Hi, Mama.
How's it going?
This is sexy Luscious Mama on the phone and my mama.
Thank you for everything, sweetheart. God bless you.
Thank you for, you know, a couple of years ago having my lusty lust over here. And now I got relieved.
That's right. We all family, you know, we got to be there for each other, you know. We got to support each other. And I'm so proud of you guys. You're doing a great job. Not only you are beautiful, but you're doing great.
Don't make me smash your ashes and get messed up. If you make me cry, my lashes are getting messed up. Did you get to hear the song? Did you listen to the song?
No.
You didn't hear?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't get to hear that. She just texted me right now that you live. You're doing your show right now.
Thank you, Mama. We appreciate you calling.
You're very welcome, sweetie.
This is your way.
Okay, bye, sweetie. Good luck, okay?
Thank you.
Bye, baby. You're welcome. Bye, sweetheart. Love. Bye.
Oh, man, she almost made me cry. I can't put my lashes all messed up. I was kidding over here. DJ Tube, are you still there, baby?
I'm here, Emma.
All right, did you get to hear the song? And please give feedback.
I heard the song. Is Eddie? Now, Eddie, where are you from? Where is he from?
I'm from the Bronx. Yeah.
You're from the Bronx, and you're trying to impact down south with that record? Because that's what you're going to do with it.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to cross out. I'm trying to cross over and take my music down south. I want to spread it everywhere.
All right. I don't know what your plans are with the record, but you definitely need a little a video treatment for it and a clean version of it, and you need to start really shipping that thing out.
All right, definitely.
That's what's up. So you're calling it a hot. You're saying it is a hot.
So, Truth, I'm saying you saying you throwing it out there like it's a hot. So should I be flying you in that song in your inbox tonight?
Yeah, you get it to me clean. I need it clean ASAP.
All right. And also with a drop. You're going to get that with a drop.
Yeah.
And I definitely need that drop. Matter of fact, I'm in production right now for my radio shows for the week. So the faster you get that to me, and this is me testing you as an artist, this is the perfect opportunity. I'm sitting here with everything tracked out, and I got 15 minutes that I can play with. And if you can get that to me tonight before midnight, you'll be on my show tomorrow.
All right. He's about to be off the air in about 2 minutes, and he's going straight in the booth. That's how serious it is. He's going straight in the booth. So you know what? I'm not even going to hold Eddie any longer because he got to take care of his B.I., and we respect that. We appreciate you coming in. Give your last shout-out before you want to go do what you want to do.
No, definitely. I want to give a shout-out to Team Entertainment, Ed, Jill, Al. Give a shout-out to my man, D-Rell, Tyreek. Shout-out to Monstro for supporting me. Shout-out to all the people who have supported me over the years. You know, and shout-out to Emma and Lush for having me. Thank you very much.
We're respecting Mama's here. Oh, but I can't let you go because I'll never hear the end of it. They'll start calling and be like, why you let them do that? So you have anything you got to do. You know, do your little, you know, your stuff. Yeah. What they calling for, then they're harassing me. Yeah. Got to tell me how to do my show.
Yeah,
all right. Now I'll shoot Lushy a little drop script for you if you can get that with the track. Make sure it's clean. Like, you know, everything has to be out of it. And if the track is registered BDS, you're going to get some BDS bins with you. So, you know, handle your business, and I'll look forward to getting that track tonight.
That's what's up. Good looking, baby. Hold on a second because he's about to do something live right now.
Girl, it feels like deja vu, and it seems like I know you from somewhere in my past. I ain't trying to pressure you to move too fast, but girl, it feels like deja vu, and it seems like I know you from somewhere in my past. I ain't trying to pressure you to move too fast.
I feel pressured to say I love you right now. I got love for Eddie on there. Go ahead and dare your lady. Follow him on the Twitter. Follow him on the Facebook. Oh, okay. Put on Mama Lush. Mama Lush, did you hear it?
Yeah.
Now, what do you think?
Very nice. Nice job. Nice
and
job. He did a great job. He's handsome, too. Oh, my God. You ladies, you be careful now, okay? Oh, my God. He got nice voice. Nice voice and well done. Well done. He did a great job. So you say you handsome, too. Oh, my God. Others, oh, my God. Wow. You cannot handle those two beautiful girls over there. Well, good luck, though. Good luck. Take good luck. You did very well.
He's on his way, so he can take care of business. DJ Tube is waiting for that track. I mean, it popped off. This is, you know, this was an opportunity right here that he's going to capitalize on. He's going right into the booth right now. This is your second home because, you know, we're in your home. in Team Studios. Team Studios located at 752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454. You can call them at 347-726-2221. They do recording and mixing. Eddie L. Ness, this is his home. TeamEntertainment.net is the website. It's between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard. And follow him on the Twitter, which is TeamENT and the number one. The mix CD doesn't have a name as of yet, but as we know, as we go along and we get more information, we will definitely make sure we give it out to you guys. Hit Eddie L. Ness's Twitter. Everything is Eddie L. Ness. EDDY L and N-E-S-S, which is Facebook, MySpace, whatever you find, make sure Google him. He's Googleable, man. I only deal with people that are Googleable. And he's handsome, ladies. Y'all missing it. Bien caliente. No, say it.
He's bien caliente. Sexy. Wow.
Like a and we cougars up in here, so we're gonna let them go. We're gonna let this one live. We're gonna let this one live. We ain't gonna scratch them or nothing. We're gonna leave them out there so you know your other ladies could be able to dig your nose in. But he's smart, so y'all better watch him. Y'all better be on his level. Thank you, Eddie L. Ness. Any last shout out, anything you wanna say?
No, first of all, I wanna thank you again for having me, and anytime you want me to come through, I'll definitely be here.
That's
more
what's than, up.
More than welcome, and
you think you just stand there and watch me through the whole show? How about that?
Why not? Whatever you want.
Ah, snap. I got Eddie Ness watching me do my show. Y'all ladies don't get that. So, but you know what? I don't want to keep you. Go do your business. We'll be here. You know, go take care of that. DJ Truth is waiting for you. You know, we appreciate it. We love you. Like I said, you know, our home is your home. My casa, tu casa. You can always step in here and, you know.
Los te amo.
But I'm going to say, I got love for you. So thank you, baby. And, you know, soon we have already in the building, we already have Fabian Baez, the filmmaker Fabian Baez. And he'll be here shortly, like another 5 or 10 minutes. We're going to go into commercial. We're going to talk more about the subject. We're going to go into a little break so I can be able to, you know, hug Eddie while he's leaving and take some photos. And we should be back with the topic and then with Fabian Baez. E2K on the spot. You already know. Call in 347.
You're trying to drop your lyrics, man. Get your mixing and mastering on. Getting your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Wrong, wrong. Baby,
Of love and different levels of love. We just had, you know, Eddie Elnes, and we had a great interview with him. In the building already is filmmaker Fabian Baez, and we'll be talking to him like in about another 5 or 10 minutes. I want to touch into this topic a little more, though, and listen to everybody's, you know, opinions and what people got to say. You know, it's just interesting how people view, you know, love, how people, you know, will tell somebody, I love you, and really what they mean is I love your cooking, or I love, you know, your motions, and I love the way, you know, I love your doggy style. And then when they're not doing that anymore, all of a sudden they don't love them anymore. So, and DJ Chu made a big, I mean, you know, I love the way, you know, what he had to say, which was, I'm saying that, I'm not going to do that, but... How do you tell somebody you love them and then, like, you're not together anymore and you don't love them anymore? But when you tell somebody you love them, whether they're in another relationship or whether they're doing whatever they're doing, you're still supposed to continue that love. Because when you love, it's supposed to be love forever, not love and has an expiration date. I never heard of love having an expiration date. And when it has an expiration, that means it wasn't really love to begin with. So I want to know what Mama Lush got to say. So I'm going to bring in Mama Lush. What happened to Mama Love? She left?
Unfortunately.
She left on me. Okay.
She left.
She knew I was going to ask her something.
But she wants to say that she loves you. That's what she texted me. And she said, have a great show. But we do have a call up on the 718. Love, Mama Love.
718. You're on with Emma E2K?
What up?
What's goody?
What's good? What's this, Emma?
Yes, sir.
What's up, baby? It's Bernie Blanco.
Hey, honey. What's going on?
Chillin', man. I want to touch on that topic, man.
Let's do it. Let's go in.
All right. You know, see, you ladies call yourself cougars. I'm a puma. You know what I mean? I'm an old school lover that likes the young ones.
Shout out to all the pumas.
Yeah, you know what it is. Pretty soon, that shit will be on HBO. Trust me.
Explain to me. Okay, you know what? Before you go further, explain to me what is a puma. Because I always give the definition of a cougar. So what is a puma?
A puma basically is a, you know, a sexy older man such as myself. And what we do is we don't prey on the young. We don't even bother with the young. We like the women that are like 25 and on. Only reason why the KRSA, The girls look so good, but their brains aren't ready.
I don't know.
You know, we got some Puma love in the house. You know, can I get an amen? I mean, you know, we do deserve it.
Shout out to the Puma. This is equal opportunity here. Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? But, all right, on the topic of love, the problem with people understanding what love is, love doesn't automatically mean, you know, relationship, marriage. That has nothing to do with love. Love is basically when you're born, the first gift you get from your mother is love.
Mm.
And that's something that people don't know how to extend out the right way.
Mm.
You know, so when you misconcept love in the day and age we live in, you know, you'll get it as, yo, that's my dude, I got love for him. Or like you said, I love the way she cooks. You know, you just use the word, but there's no emphasis in it. You know what I mean?
Right.
The essence of true love is gone. So no, in this day and age, no one really knows what it is unless, you know, you turn your life over to God.
Mm.
You know, and some people do that as an outlet. But if you really look at it, we wouldn't get love from our mother if we didn't get love from God. So we can't exemplify ourselves from that. And, you know, shit, then nobody should freaking say, I love you anymore. They should just be like, yo, I like you.
That's what I said. I said that. I said earlier, I said, why do people just say, I like you a lot, or I really, really like you? Like, you know, put the emotion with the like and stray away from that love situation, or be specific. You know what?
Exactly.
I love you. I love the things you do. Or I have love for you. You
exactly.
Know what I'm saying? You can say, I have love for you. There's nothing wrong with that. We're supposed to love our brothers and sisters. So you could say, I have love for you.
Uh-huh. But the thing that people don't understand about love is, all right, here's the situation. You see homie get beat up in the street. People just walk right by him. People
right.
don't acknowledge him. And the only reason why, just, you know, from street knowledge, you mind your business so you won't get in trouble. But if money's hurt and if you got love in you, you help him get up.
Wow.
Regardless. You know
right.
what I'm saying? People understand it that way. You feel
yes.
me?
Yes. No, that's definitely wonderful, and I'm glad that you bring that perceptive on the topic. Hang on a second. Let me bring in 201. 201, you're on with Emma E2K? 201?
Can you hear me?
201,
hello?
Is that you? I can hear you.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yo, I can hear you, Q.
Yo, what's good? What's good? How you doing?
What's
yo.
Good,
I'm feeling my man what he said about the Puma. I'm a Puma myself. You know?
Shout out to the Pumas.
Yeah, you know, but that topic of love, that, you know, love is a strong word. And if you don't mean it, don't use it. You know what I'm saying? You know, because, I mean, people, I even use it sometimes, get the nookie yookie. You know? Yeah, I love you. Yeah, I love you. Thinking I'm knowing I'm, you know, think I'm going to get in them pants and everything. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't, you know. But, I mean, when I do love a person, I love them hard. And when I love hard, it's nothing I wouldn't do for that person, you know. I mean, if I got, if my last, they got it. If they're hungry, they got it. You know, I'm going to feed you. If you need some money in your pocket, I'm going to put that money in your pocket. You need a ride somewhere, I'm going to give you that ride. That's for the love that I have for you, you know. And for, like, for example, my ex-wife. I mean, I love her, but I'm not in love with her. I love her for who she is, like mother of my children, taking care of my kids and everything. But as far as being in love with her, no, I'm not. You know? But people get being in love and love, having love for someone mixed up and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's true, Q. I also got a 917. Y'all with Emma E2K?
Emma, how you doing, Emma? It's me, Bumper. I mean, I don't know what the subject is, but I'm feeling it so far. Y'all talking about love. You know what I'm saying? I'm in love myself.
I'm sorry. You wasn't coming in clear. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Say it again. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing? It's me, Bumper, man. You know, I hear y'all talking about love. Yeah. I'm in the building, Emma. You know, I'm showing you love and all that, man. You know, I'm always in love.
Building Hard. That's my brother Bombard the Line. That's what's goody.
Yeah, baby, yeah. You know, I have a nice little girl myself. You know, I love my baby to death and everything, you know. I mean, when you find someone very, very special to you, you want to hold on tight to them, you know what I'm saying? And keep them close and all that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, what's I'm good, girl? How you doing?
I'm so happy you called. I said, I'm so happy you called.
Of course, baby, you're doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? I got to represent you doing your thing, man, for real.
Thank you, honey, man. Harlem is in the building. My fam is on the line, man. That's my brother from another mother. Mama, don't hang up. Just stay hanging. Hold on a second. I just want to shout out Goya on the chat room. Goya says, Emma, you 42? Hell no. I was thinking you was in your 30s. Damn, you look good. Holla, Goya. You already know you've seen the flicks, man. I put it together, man, because I don't be on that drinking and, smoking and all that stuff. You know, I got to conserve myself because I'm a cougar, you know, and my boo-boo is younger than me, so I got to have it, you know, put it together when I come home so he can pounce on me. Thank you for loving the show, and I'm thank you for tuning in, Goya, man, and I hope this is not your last time. Shortly, in about two minutes, we're going to have those that are on the YouTube could already see him, but those that are on the air will be able to hear him, and that's Fabian Baez, man, the filmmaker for Buena Gente. You'll be able to speak to him, ask him questions. Don't forget to call in 347-826-7722, and you can be able to ask him questions. Get on the Ustream, man. If you're on the chat room, you can be able to just get on the stream and be able to see us and see the shirt that I got on. Follow me. Follow me on Twitter, EmmaE2K. Follow me on the Facebook. Follow me. Just Google me. I'm Googleable. You already know. It's a Googleable crew. Shout out to Cinnamon Jones.
We're gonna play Heaven and Hell.
We're gonna play Heaven and Hell
from Fabian, and we're gonna be right back on E2K on the spot.
This is from the Buena Gente movie.
That's what'll happen if you don't get down. Unite or die! Unite or die! Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuning to the great show.
Yeah.
H.I.M.
Yeah.
The Black Hispanic. RX. Let's go!
This is gonna be heaven or hell, cause if the hammer hits the pin, the pin hits the cell. This is gonna be heaven or hell, cause if the hammer hits the pin, the pin hits the cell. Gonna be heaven or hell, cause if the hammer hits the pin hits the cell. What's it gonna be heaven or hell, cause if the hammer hits the pin hits the cell.
I feel fucked up when I hit this nigga up, cause he was working out in the gym doing some sit-ups. It wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have luck. Got hit in my neck when my clip jammed up. Got grazed in the head. What you would've done in my shoes, you pussy boy motherfucker, I play dead. Obsessed with infrareds and Tech 9. Nigga, come take mine. I bet I leave like 8 in your spine. It's red rum. Nigga said his rug is Persian. Bucked him in the head and rolled him up in his Persian. Take a sip of yak when we get in our murk on. These niggas don't know war, just get us turned on.
What's it gonna be? Heaven or hell? Cause if the hammer hits the pin hits the cell. What's it gonna be? Heaven or hell? Cause if the hammer hits the pin hits the cell. What's it gonna be? Heaven or hell? Cause if the hammer hits the pin hits the cell. What's it gonna be? Heaven or hell? Cause if the hammer hits the pin hits the cell.
This nigga said they ain't scared to die, but that's bullshit. They like, please, before that pin hits. In the spiritual world, I had lunch with the devil. This nigga wanna fuck my girl. He's like, kill, kill, kill. Murder, murder, murder. Stop niggas gonna turn the cows into birds. Either you kill them or they kill us, nigga. But I'm like, fuck you, nigga. Please, Lord, forgive us. Still rolling with that 38 special. Turn your ass into a vegetable. That's what the metal do. Fed a few Congo. A.K.A. Congo. Motherfucker, I know.
Be heaven or hell, cause if the hammer hits the pin hits the cell. What's it gonna be? Heaven or hell, cause if the hammer hits the pin hits the cell. What's it gonna be? Heaven or hell, cause if the hammer hits the pin hits the cell. What's it gonna be? Heaven or hell, cause if the hammer hits the pin hits the cell.
Fabian Baez has produced the movie. Produce is the right word, right?
Yeah.
Produce the movie, because, you know, I gotta produce the movie Buena Gente. You can go to buenagentemovie.com,
right,
and all his information is up on there. But we have him live, man, and we're gonna ask him some questions. We're definitely very proud of him and his and the film. I yet haven't seen the I've seen the trailer before, but I think that you did some touches or did you change?
Yeah, we changed
it. Yeah, you got the change.
Jennifer Jones came to the test screening.
Okay, right. So you did some changes or whatever, but what I did see, what I was able to see before, I know that I definitely loved it, you know, and I appreciate everybody that's so creative and to be a filmmaker even more so, because I know you have to deal with all types of personalities and not only that, the finances and, you know, everybody being on time and all that stuff. So let's get right into it. Let me first, you know, begin with the typical question. What led you to become a filmmaker?
Well, I studied film and broadcasting at my college, so I'm repping the shirt, St. Francis College.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
St. Francis!
Right. That's it. So, you know, I studied film and broadcasting, but I got away from it. I was doing some other things after I graduated, but then I kind of caught the artistic bug again, and so I started working with someone that you know, Nick Diddy Tarantino.
Shout out to Tarantino.
Very talented guy, right from right here in the VX. And I started working with him a few years ago doing his music videos, Hey Yo, some other things. But then I wanted to venture out and do a whole thing, because, you know, a video is kind of like a short film,
right,
3-4 minutes.
Right.
So I sat down back, this is about 2 years ago, wrote a script on something that I felt that was really important, and it kind of touches, it really, in a sense, it's ironic that you're talking about love and what love means, because that's one of the subplots in the film,
mm-hmm,
is when someone loves someone else and what they do for them and so forth, what does love mean? So that's actually in the film as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, we put it together, and we were able to get some, you know, just kind of did it on our own. I wore a lot of hats, produced it, wrote it, directed it, edited
everything.
Yeah, pretty much everything, you know, with help from other people, favors from a lot of businesses.
Right.
We just made it happen, you know, so just make sure August 30th we're putting out the DVD. So we support.
Okay, so August 30th, can they log into buenagentemovie.com and purchase it from there?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go there. We'll have a link set up and so forth, but definitely to stay up, you know, and current about as far as what's happening.
So Amazon.
buenagentemovie.com, but eventually Amazon.com. But we'll have the link on the movie website too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you make sure that we get that link so we can be able to spread it. Do you have a Twitter, MySpace,
yeah,
Facebook? Give out your information.
The MySpace, the Facebook for the film, just Facebook.com, buenagente. All right, BuenaGente. And buenagente, I'm sorry, is Spanish for good people.
For good people,
yeah,
right.
That's what it's about.
Right.
Right. And then the Twitter is also Twitter, Twitter.com, buenagentemovie, and my Twitter is Twitter.com, Fabian Baez.
Okay. All right. Now, talk to me about some of the characters,
mm-hmm,
and how did you come up with these characters? Like, what led you to create these characters?
It was a combination of things that I've either experienced myself and or things that I've seen. So the lead, the protagonist, which is, you know, played by Tarantino, Chris, is a guy, young guy from this area. And by the way, pretty much the whole film was shot in the Heights, Harlem, the Bronx. It's very much a local film.
Okay.
And so, you know, young guy, the protagonist, Chris, he's a young guy, college grad, who's working as a graphic designer. And he's, you know, like a lot of us, you know, just working and
right,
doing what he has to do and basically grinding, right? The female protagonist is a young lady by the name of Desiree, and she's a young lady who's working at a beauty salon. She's trying to get herself back into college and, you know, again, grinding, trying to get money to go back to school to finish her degree. The antagonists are a guy named Vice, who's played really beautifully by a guy named Tim. He's a local dealer who's into a lot of things, but he's got some different sides to him also. So.
And that's the music that we played before.
Yeah, the music, the song we heard, that we all heard before we started, Heaven or Hell, is by Tim. That's his artist name. Tremendous rapper, but also an actor.
And this is his first time acting. So he did a really good job. And for more information, before I forget, for Talentino, thetalentshow.com, which is DA, and then Talent Show. And then it's him, his site is theblackhispanic.com. These are two guys. They happen to be also recording artists, but they happen to act also. They did a great job.
Right.
And then the other, the female antagonist is a young lady by the name of Anelis Rivas, who plays Tatiana. And she's a, we also included some bisexual content in the film as well. So that could, because we know that. That's also something that we see a lot. Yeah, definitely. So there's a lot going on in this film. It's a coming-of-age drama, and it really deals with a lot of things that we see on an everyday basis. There's no, you know, there's no one flying through the air.
It's,
just one another
it's
like
a real
that.
Talk
it's
film.
It's a real, it is. Very
real
much
talk
so.
Film.
Very much so.
That's hot. So it's coming out on DVD.
Yeah, August 30th.
August 30th. Please, people, support, you know,
definitely.
Support the movement. Support, you know, entrepreneurs. Support everybody that has that positive road. You know what I'm saying? Here he is, you know, taking out the time, 2-3 years out of his life, to be able to create a film that talks about real stuff, you know.
Definitely.
You know, he's actually dealing with local artists
yes.
that are actually, you know, in the business and wanna tap into doing acting as well.
Right.
And they did a great job, you know. Let's just support them, man. Let's support the movement. We need to support each other just a little more. Please log on to BuenaGenteMovie.com. That's good people, but BuenaGenteMovie.com, and the trailer will be there.
The trailer's
not
on the movie.
The trailer's on there, so you'll be able to see the trailer. We're not able to show you the trailer on the Ustream right now, but please make sure you go to the site, which is, again, BuenaGente, BuenaGente, movie.com, and you could be able to see the trailer. And I'm sure once you see the trailer, you're not going to be able to wait till August 30th that it comes out. It'll come out Amazon,
yes.
And you can also, and that same website, you'll be able to purchase it. After this movie, because it already, you know, already has a date to come out and stuff like that, and I know I'm going to be, you know, invited to, you know, the bash that you do, the radio will be in the building, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
You know, so we can cover it. But after this, what happens next for you?
Well, we're, you know, this month is promoting, you know, using the social networking, promoting that to get it out there. That's why we're going to probably, you know, putting it out late August. But I also have another script that I already wrote, and, you know, that it's in development. So we're just working, just grinding. It doesn't really stop. You know, we're still doing, when I hit the stuff, getting it out there, you know, shipping it out. But then also we're, you know, working on the next project and getting that script to different people's hands and trying to see, who, you know, trying to build on what we did in the first one and get better and just take it, you know, one step further.
Okay, so I just want to ask you, like, in one of these films, is it, like, you know, like a radio host, like she's sexy, you know what I'm saying? She's a cool girl, and then, like, she interviews, like, somebody coming in, and, like, you know, oh, you know, like, the film, I'm just saying, you know, because I have my bio right here next to
okay.
me, like, and I can just give it to you.
Plug it. One hand marks the other.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't mind doing a little debut, even if I could just walk through the screen, like, very in a sexy motion way, or just driving in the sexy car. I'm just saying, you know, however you want to place me, just let me know, you know. My manager's right here, Lushy Lush.
I'm manager.
You know, and we have our own security, so, you know, it's cool.
They just wrote their whole film.
Just let him just produce it. We already wrote it. You know what I'm saying? It's a guarantee. No, but seriously, no, I do have the bio.
Okay.
No, but we'll talk afterwards. But for those that are interested to submit any stuff to you, any actors and actresses that are out there that are up and coming and not up and coming that, you know, want to get on with what you're doing,
yeah.
How can they contact you directly? You know, how
yeah.
would you like that?
If there are any talent that wants to reach out to me, they can, my email is Fabian_Baez, that's Fabian, F-A-B-I-A-N, underscore Baez, B-A-E-Z, @yahoo.com. And also on the movie site, my email is in there. We have a contact page. So my email's there. They can go there too and find it.
Okay, so if they don't remember the email, please always remember BuenaGenteMovie.com. You can go on the contact section, and his email and information how to get to him is there, and how to submit your photos and your stats and everything else that he'll need. I'm sure if he, you know, thinks you're pretty interesting, you'll get a email. Or don't harass him. Send him one email. If he don't call you back, you didn't make it.
I'll get back.
Okay, don't get mad because I'm on it. Oh, I'm sorry, no pressure. No pressure, Fabian, no pressure. I'm just saying, you know, I'm your friend. I'm just saying. No, but seriously, people, support is coming out August 30th. We're going to be talking about it as, you know, as the show goes on. We're going to definitely show you love, throw out your Twitter, and throw out all your information, and let people follow you on all the, you know, whatever we're touching, you know, definitely. It's a pleasure to have you. I'm glad you came down. You know, we're here in the Team Studios. Team Studios is located at 752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454. Their numbers are 347-726-2221. I may say an extra two, but you already know. So two and the last one. Recording and mixing. They're here 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Their rooms are available for renting. They are located between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard. We also have the tickets. The tickets to see Cedric the Entertainer, last week's winner, and this week's winner is going to get Cedric the Entertainer tickets and friends. August 21st at Paradise Theater. Their website is paradisetheaterevents.com. The show is 6 p.m. sharp. Call box is 718-220-1015. And this is brought to you by On the Rocks Entertainment and SoulSummer.com. For Lushy Lush Girl t-shirts, make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Show your support, only $25, man, for the hottest Lushy Girl t-shirts that are out on the spot. Thank you to our sponsors, Elite Print, formerly known as Capital Customs. You can call them at 202-471-0310. Contact them for more info if you need custom clothing. And we'd like to thank again Fabian Baez for coming in and talking to us about the Buena Gente movie. We appreciate him. You know, we support him just for doing his 1-2 because it takes a lot of courage. I mean, he funded this himself, meaning he believed in his dream bad enough. He didn't wait for somebody else to cut a check. He cut his own check and did it and made it happen and made a dream into a reality. And that's what everybody else got to learn to do, man. Take your dream, and if you believe in it that much, cut your own check and make it happen and have it out there for the public instead of trying to, you know, get any handouts, because now he's going to cash in, baby. Ching, ching, all the way to the bank. I'm just saying, I just want to be in the other movie. Holla. You know that? Please, thank you. I love it. Oh, say you heard him. He said he got you, right? Pressure. It's the pressure. No, but either way, whether I'm in it or not, I'm going to say I have love for you, Fabian, because that's the topic of today. And you know, one of the requirements for our guests is to touch on the topic. So, did you hear what we were talking about?
Yeah, I did.
Give your feedback on that.
Now, the feedback is on what I think love is or what...
Right, that people use it loosely. People use the love, the term loosely. Just to either get in somebody's pants, you know, the guys, they're like, oh, yeah, no, I love you, you know, and they don't really love them and stuff like that. So how would you, if you're not in love with somebody, would you tell them, you know, you love them? Would you co-sign them?
No, not at all, because...
How would you handle that? The woman said, I love you.
If that woman said that she really loved me and I didn't really feel the same way, I'd have to, even though I might... At that moment, her feelings, I'd have to be a phone. Because, you know what, it's interesting, because in the film, there's a scene where, you know, Chris, the lead, he's done his girl dirty, he's been with other women, but, you know, to fast forward it, he ends up making up for that, and he shows that he does care for her. She asks him, do you love me? And he says, you know,
Don't say it. They gotta wait till August 30th. Don't say it.
So what I'm trying to say by that is that, you know, if you really feel it, then you can say it, but you really need to show it. And I think it's important to not just say it. If you don't really feel it, if it's not really there, right, then just be a front, because you know we're all adults,
right,
and we don't want to play with anybody's feelings.
Just directly say, you know what, I got love for you, but if you perform well, it might go to love. Like, you know, like, do that. Do the wordplay. Do the wordplay, but don't go directly in there. You know what I'm saying? Do real talk, man. That's how we do it up here. But thank you. Thank you, Fabian. Just stay hanging out with us. You know, we got another 5 minutes onto the show. Just stay on the Ustream. Just stay right here, man, chilling and waiting so we can be able to finish up and wrap up the show. We're going to go into a little commercial, and when we get back, I'm going to let you know what I think about this. Follow me on the Twitter, man. Follow me. Emma E2K. Facebook, Emma E2K. Google me, Emma E2K. Shout out to Cinnamon, Valentino. I see you, baby, doing your thing. Your ones and twos.
Lush and Lush has nothing but the hottest music worldwide, international, from old school to new school. The independent, man, I got it, everything you need. I keep it real nasty, real funky, man, real hip-hop, man. This is where it's at, man. If you want to know your history about hip-hop, log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline, man. It's not a game, man. Get the game up. Lush Radio, we on. You just a pussy.
Got
that, baby. Holla at me.
Yeah. We about to go.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, getting your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holla at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the world.
So, yeah, man. Just to wrap up the show, you know, our discussion about love and all levels of love. Everybody called in. Shout out to everybody that called in, everybody on the chat room. Good looking. Goya, don't let that be the last time, man. You better tune in. We had here with us live Eddie L. Ness, R&B sensation. We also have Fabian Baez, the filmmaker, to Buena Gente. Don't forget to check him out at buenagentemovie.com. Lucky Lush Mom, and we're going to go out with one of this other songs from BuenaGenteMovie.com. Fabian, what's the name of that song?
It's by Tarantino, the lead in the film, and it's called Seduction on the Telephone, which you can also pull up the video on YouTube, directed by yours truly.
Peace, love, and happiness, man.
Hello?
Hey, baby.
Hey, beautiful, what's up?
Where are you?
I'm in Cali, about to do a show. What's up with you?
In Cali? I wanted to see you. I wanted you to come over.
Oh, baby, you know I want to be...